Hello and welcome to The Loudspeaker, your definitive guide on how to scale your startup.
This first tip for every fintech startup is,
what are the media and press saying about us? How are we being perceived by these people?
PR stunts are any activities that allow you to engage with the audience.
I don't agree with the fact that all publicity is good publicity.
Here is where we talk to communications professionals from all around the world to let you know what are the best practices and cool ideas that you can implement for your startups.
Jennifer, thank you for joining me today. Would you be able to explain for our listeners who you are and what you do at Publicize?
Yes. So I am Jennifer Poole. I am currently the head of client acquisition here at Publicize, which encompasses the sales and marketing department.
Awesome. And I think it's great to have you on today because I know that, well, we're friends, so I'm obviously going to be pretty biased, but you're a very social person. I think both of us are quite extroverted. So I think this is a great conversation to have around networking today. And I'd love to start off by seeing how you've taken on networking during these tough times of quarantine. And if you've got any examples of how you've been networking during these difficult social distancing times.
Yeah, well, that's definitely an interesting question. I would say most people, the first thing that comes to mind when they think about networking are just going to events, meeting people in person at an event that's designated a quote unquote networking event. But networking's definitely not had to stop in the quarantine just because of social distancing measures. It's absolutely possible to continue networking, for example, using LinkedIn, using your current social networks, using your personal business networks that you might have like developed within your own company. I know that I've personally been reaching out to people that have been within just my business network, my network at Publicize, asking how are they doing with COVID, how it's been impacting their business. And you can just reach out to people through digital means and ask how are things going. A simple like how are you or how has this been affecting you, I hope you are well, can actually go a long way in just maintaining those connections. Doing maintenance on your network is definitely something that can be used during this time in quarantine.
Yeah, and I think that social media really is probably the strongest form of socializing that we can do, unfortunately, at the moment. And I think one fact that has highlighted that is just the amount of memes that we've seen on social media. I mean, that's completely unrelated to networking, but at the same time, like, however you resonate with the people within your network, I mean, it could be with memes, it could be with anything, I suppose.
Yeah, and there's generating networks, there's maintaining networks. Building networks, it's all done at different stages. And in a time of quarantine when you can't necessarily build new networks outside, 100% you should be looking at maintaining and improving the networks you already have.
Yeah, definitely. So the idea from this episode or for this episode initially came from an article that you featured in on the Publicize's website, which was written by Sophie Foggan. And in this article, it states, "My first sales mentor told me I was too girly," Paul recalled. "But she was so wrong. My style is to be casual, chit-chat, get to know people, ask about their family, their passions, their fears and worries. And for me, it works." For someone that doesn't work in sales and maybe doesn't know their style, what are some examples of other styles that you have seen work when it comes to sales or networking? And also, like, how can a person find their style?
Good question. So to put it in perspective, like how this started, my first sales mentor told me that I was too girly. She had the absolute most opposite style of networking in sales. In this moment, we were working in a business that was very male dominated, and there was kind of a certain standard of seriousness and I want to say almost boring demeanor that happened in all these sales meetings. So maybe she was just trying to overcompensate for the fact that she was a woman within a male-dominated industry, and she was just trying to be overly serious and maybe like hide her feminine angles. And I guess it worked for her. You know, she was serious. She was very reserved, straight to the point, no chit-chat. You know, she was reliable. She was trustworthy. People knew exactly that if she walked into a room, they were going to have the conversation. It would be a great conversation, and that's it. And I guess that's who she was. She was a straight to the point person, and maybe that's what she wanted out of conversations when she spoke with other people. So there's a whole range of styles that could go from serious and straight to the point all the way through to chit chat for an hour and in the last minute go, oh yeah, what, why were we here? Oh yeah, okay, finish the conversation with the point right at the end. I guess a lot of it can also be reflected in what you appreciate in other people. If you reflect what you would like to also receive in a conversation, that's a way that you could kind of identify your style. If you just think, what kind of person do I want to have a conversation with? Do I want to have a conversation with someone who's serious, with someone who's funny, with someone who's relaxed, with someone who just wants to chit chat about the weather and what's going on outside? That's how you can see how many different types of styles there are. Your imagination of what you could see in other people can reflect all the opportunities that you can take for yourself.
Definitely, 100%. And I think that's absolutely true, because I think at the end of the day, your true colors will always shine through no matter what. I think being genuine is the best thing you can do. And I know that's kind of hard maybe sometimes in sales, but at the same time, like you said, it's a sales tactic that does work. And obviously in networking, even more so, because networking is less about sales and more about socializing and making connections just genuinely in the things which you're interested in. If you are to run, like you do, a coffee business, or if you're to be involved in PR, these are things that we have an interest in and we genuinely do every day. So I suppose really you just need to show that side of you which is interested in this area. I suppose you'll have natural connections that way.
If there are outside forces that you perceive the other person would like you better in a certain way, that's when you get thrown off. And that's maybe why a lot of people get scared about networking and they don't know how to act, is because they're... Yeah. Putting too much importance on what the other person may be expecting or want.
Yeah.
And I think that's like getting back to the point of this, why my first sales mentor told me I was too girly, is she was just afraid of what other people would think, because maybe she never saw that in someone else. And so she couldn't imagine doing that within that same situation. Maybe it was just like the fear of the unknown. Unknown, how does someone act when they're just totally themselves and they're very different than everyone else? How will the other people react? And in my experience, they reacted just fine.
Yeah, and I suppose as well, like maybe if you come at it from the idea of there's one way of doing things and one way of doing things only, then you have this idea that there's exactly that one way of doing things, when you don't realize actually, like you said, there's styles, there's different styles of doing things. And before I actually came to publicize and back in the UK, I was in a high pressure sales job in a very large office with multiple teams. And I could see that there was so many different types of salesmen and saleswomen or salespeople. And it was interesting to see those different styles. However, the one thing that I will say, which I do really love about Publicize, is coming from that kind of environment, which is kind of like Wolf of Wall Street over there, and then coming here, it's like I can see that all the salespeople in Publicize have that kind of genuineness. Like I've seen like those kind of cutthroat salesmen, and it seems like that is not a place for people at Publicize, because the people that work in sales at Publicize, I have all got along with. I think maybe you probably see things that you like in the people that you hire, because there's this kind of like a culture and mentality, which is a really kind of like positive sales vibe. But I don't want to sound like a sycophant there.
No, I mean, I think it's also about what we're selling. Like if you have someone who's just selling a product, I don't know, even maybe a luxury product, you maybe want to play at people's egos. You want to maybe feed them information that is constructed to however they want to see it. But like what we're doing, we're selling something that could fundamentally help someone's business grow. We're not just selling one item. We're selling like these large, complex strategies that if you're not genuine in the way you put it together, it just doesn't make sense. And if you present someone something that just doesn't make sense, they're never going to buy. So I guess at Publicize, another thing that we want to do is just be genuine to the core, because if people see that what we're presenting to them has value, that's the only time that they're going to buy, when it's such an important decision, like a strategy for their business.
Yeah, and believing in the product as well. And that's one thing which I have definitely seen here, is that like the salespeople believe in the product. And it's true, because like I'm not even in sales, but I see like the product that we sell like from all angles. And I feel that I could sell it better than probably the stuff I used to sell back in the UK, because I didn't really believe in that, to be honest. Like I was literally just in the sales job because it was a sales job. I didn't really have an interest in technology or Microsoft licensing or any of that stuff, but I was just interested in the sales side of things. And that really resonated with the idea of like, you need to believe in what you're selling. And I think that when it comes to networking, that is also true. But I think if you go out there with the mentality of like, right, I want to make genuine connections, then that is almost in itself, you're already believing in what you're selling. You're believing the idea that you do want to make connections with people who are like-minded, who can give you something, but you can also give something back because it's a connection. It's not necessarily like a one-way transaction.
Yeah.
So that's definitely important.
If you're interested in seeing how Publicize can grow your startup, sign up for a free PR assessment on our website. And for a limited time only, and exclusive to the Loudspeaker listeners, we're giving subscribers a month free on a 12-month Publicize contract. To find out more, visit publicize.co/lspromo. That's publicize.co/lspromo.
One thing that I really wanted to ask you, you're someone that's like very outgoing and very confident. What advice would you have for individuals who are perhaps more introverted and find it difficult to really get the most out of social networking or even get started?
I've actually had this situation before. In a previous job, I was training someone who was they declared themselves an introvert. They declared that they weren't so outgoing. I knew that they were in the inside, maybe a little shy, but I kind of boiled it down to when you are networking, you need to just amplify all of the positive characteristics that you already have inside of you. And you could think of a silly example, like if you go to a show, like a Broadway play or something, the people don't just put on regular makeup, they put on stage makeup. They're out kind of giving a performance. And because they have these exaggerations of their already like good features, let's say, the people in the back are already able to feel like the energy that comes outside of them. So if you're in a networking event, if you're in a crowded room, let's say, you have to walk around the room and find connections with people who you could potentially benefit from with a business relationship. If you are just quiet and your energy is a little bit small, like how will you expect to share that energy with all the people in the back of the room? Like you have to a little bit put on your stage makeup. And so going into these events, if you know you have to just amplify these characteristics that you already have, and you have it in your mind, I'm going to put on my stage makeup tonight, and I'm going to not change who I am, but be just a more enhanced version of the exact person I am and what my business represents, that's a way to kind of flip the switch in your mind. If you are kind of introverted, like introversion doesn't determine that you cannot network. What are your best qualities? Do you genuinely find that it's easy to make intellectual connections with people? Can you easily connect people's needs to whatever you are offering or advice that you can give? Whatever is your positive characteristic, just amplify that. Put it as your quote unquote stage makeup and let the night run.
Out of curiosity, what happened to the person that you were coaching? Did you see like a butterfly transformation of like them coming out of their shell? Or do you see any positive results from that?
I think so. That girl kicked butt in terms of the numbers that she brought in. So I would like to say, I think it worked. This was also in a previous job where it was a very male dominated industry. Almost every meeting that we had was with a bunch of like old guys, basically. And so like it is kind of difficult to put yourself in your genuine personality into that different environment. And perhaps that also had a thing when someone's shy that who they exactly are doesn't fit into that other environment. They might want to adjust themselves or like be shy or be a little bit more quiet. It's all about confidence and knowing that no one's perfect and everyone has fears going into different networking events. And even outgoing people have hesitations before they start a night or before they, you know, go into an event or something like that. So it's just about confidence. Put on your stage makeup, realize you're not going to be perfect. No one's perfect. No one loves this all the time, and just go be the best person you can be.
Yeah. And I completely agree with you. I think that I would definitely consider myself an extrovert, even though I do have introverted like characteristics. I would say if one or the other, I'm definitely extrovert. And just like you said, I sometimes feel like, I wouldn't say anxiety, but I definitely feel that sense of, I've got to socialize, that kind of pressure. And even as someone that I would consider myself as like way up there at the towards the extroverted end of the spectrum, it's still a task which can seem daunting. But I would also say another way around it, and I don't necessarily want to officially suggest this, but I suppose Dutch courage is also another option. Have a few drinks.
It could be. It could be an option. Or if you have awkward tendencies, it could be a very bad decision. And maybe
I was thinking that as well.
Just have a cup of coffee instead. That could be a better option.
Yeah. I suppose that then you might go the other end of the spectrum if you drank too much. And then it'd be like, you cannot show your face in those social circles again.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I suppose maybe one or two is fine. So the article concludes that networking should be seen as a mindset rather than simply another item to check off your to-do list. And obviously, we've been speaking about like events mostly in this conversation. Like, you go to an event, you meet people, you leave. It's kind of that put on your makeup, do your dance or whatever, and then you leave. But obviously, to get the most out of networking and to truly make the best connections possible, you need to have this like mentality of it's a mindset. It's not just like in and out sort of thing. What advice do you have for listeners to help them move away from seeing networking as a to-do item and more of a regular practice and life skill?
I would say you have to essentially identify every opportunity you have in your life where you are with other people as a moment for networking. First of all, even if the people who you are interacting with don't immediately seem like they could be a potential like business partner or a client, you don't know who their parents are, who their brother is, who their sister's husband's brother's nephew is. You don't know when you're going to meet people who know people who could be good connections for you. So number one, always have an open mind with every single person you meet. Don't ever make assumptions that, oh, this person is not the right person that I'm looking for. Oftentimes it won't be the right person, but I've been pleasantly surprised dozens of times by someone who I thought like, okay, they're nice, but like they're not going in the direction that I'm looking for. And so many times it actually has given an opportunity by just following up and being nice and talking about their passions and their worries and their family and what's their favorite food. And by having conversations around the point, you might be able to find second degrees of connections that could benefit you. So that's number one. Never judge a book by its cover, so to say. Number two is just identify that, yeah, every single time you interact with someone, it could be an opportunity or a missed opportunity. So to give you an example, one time I was, you know, at the office at Publicize. I left for a lunch break. I went to a coffee shop and I just was overhearing the conversation at the table next to me. Some guys from South Africa who are here on a coffee buying trip. And in my nights and weekends, I have a coffee exporting company. So I could have just, you know, been quiet, let them continue their lunch. But I knew that if I didn't take this chance, it would have been a missed opportunity. So I poked my head over to their table and like, hey guys, what are you talking about? Are you looking for some coffee? And that's something that can be weird for some people. But I figured they'll react one of two ways. They'll either ignore me, or they'll say, yeah, actually, we were just talking about that. And you know, it was the second one. They said, hey, why? Do you sell coffee? Do you export coffee? And I said, yeah, absolutely. I invited them to a roastery that we work at for that exact night. We did a coffee tasting session and we're still in contact to this day. They haven't yet become a customer, but it's someone who, unless I interrupted their lunch because I was eavesdropping, I never would have had their contacts. I never would have been able to promote my company, and there would have never been a chance for me to sell them. I haven't sold to them to this day, but there's definitely an opportunity in the future because I interrupted their lunch one time.
Yeah, and it's on the cards because you did that. And exactly. I think it's like that saying that goes something like, you miss 100% of the shots that you don't take. And having if you didn't take that shot, if you didn't reach out, then, well, there'd be no doubt that it wouldn't be on the cards, whereas now it is.
Yeah, and what's the worst thing that's going to happen? Do you think they're gonna bother? Oh yeah, we were at lunch and a girl interrupted us. Like, no, they're not ever going to tell someone that story. They're never even going to think of you after this. So what are you holding back on? And then another part, it's not just that you miss 100% of the shots you don't take. Even the best people miss like 3/4 of the time. Like, the best performers in the world could even miss 3 out of 4 shots that they do take. So if you go into that knowing it's statistically not going to work out, but I'm going to try anyway, that's when you have the confidence to say, even if I screw up, I don't care because I tried.
I like that. I like that energy. And I like that. I mean, it's scary to do in real life, but I think you said, the more that you do it, the more accustomed you get to it. And also, the more you do it, the more results you're going to see. And that's encouraging. Jennifer, thank you so much for joining me. I think that story is a fantastic place to finish. And if people do want to get in contact with you because they're interested in Publicize or anything like that, or just perhaps interested in exporting some coffee, how can they get in contact with you?
Well, you can directly get in contact with me for anything related to Publicize at jennifer@publicize.co. I'm very friendly, so in case you just have a question, like, don't feel shy to reach out. And yeah, in case you are looking for some Colombian coffee or you need help exporting some coffee, you can reach out to jennifer@thosecoffeepeople.com.
Awesome.